Do they ask you for something? Because I know they say afterwards they put something into the National Music Center in Calgary. Like, did you have to give them something to display?
Oh, okay. They may have. I can't remember what she said, but I would have no problem. I have lots of furniture here at the house they could have.
Well, what do you think the most fitting piece of memorabilia would be to basically outline your entire career?
Well, that's an excellent question. I would say maybe the blue guitar that I have played for 40 years.
But you wouldn't be willing to give that up.
Well, maybe not. You know, I don't know. I might. I play other things now. So that or I know my OPP hat. Actually, a friend of mine, he's a recording engineer, but he started out as a hairdresser. And he recently made me an OPP hat with the hair. But we're talking like really good hair, too. So when I put it on, I was like, whoa.
This brings me back.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because since I've been bald, people don't know who I am. I'll walk down the street and I wore in this part of Toronto. I was walking down the street and three people kind of did a double take like, hey, that's Kim Mitchell. I haven't seen him in decades. Because I cut my hair like a few decades ago. So.
It's been a while, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.